sort of, you showed a little emotion after one of those touchdowns. What was that like?
We were just messing around. We're coming in this week, we felt as an offense that we just were having enough fun. We wanted to bring some extra energy to the game. We made some plays. A lot of guys feed off of one another. If we see, like, Devontae score a touchdown, Randall make a big play. You know, Eddie always gets up with excitement after a game, or after a big play. So we're just having some fun. I mean, it's what we got to do. I mean, we're getting to play football for a living on Sundays. I mean, so might as well enjoy it and have fun with it. So it's kind of fun to act a little different than normal.
Did that remind you of 2014 when you get all those big leads at home?
That didn't cross my mind. I mean, I think – again, we got in a rhythm, and that's what we've always preached here, and we were consistent with it. Demarius got a big turnover for us, gave a short field, got a huge pass interference call. I think that was 70 yards or whatever that we got on that. So we just got in a rhythm and capitalized and took advantage of situations.
Still, it looked like it's supposed to look in the first couple of possessions anyway, though, right?
Absolutely. I mean, everyone's been around long enough. We know what we can do, and that's why we weren't worried about anything this week. We just knew we needed to execute. Sometimes we can make it look very easy. Sometimes we can make it look very hard. It's the game of football. I mean, the guys across the line from us, they're trying just as hard as we are to do their job and be successful. So it's a battle, but it's fun when we get out there and do what we can do and get in a rhythm, be productive, stay ahead of the chains, and make big plays.
Was part of that difference having fun?
Just everyone. I mean, we talked about it, going into the season. Just, you know, a lot of guys – I mean, like I said, we just feed off of one another. I mean, I'm one that usually doesn't show too much emotion. I'd rather just, you know, hand the ball in and continue on. But if that's what it takes for, you know, guys to feel that energy, I mean, it does. And if you look at last week, we talked about, I mean, we got a lot of pass interference calls, but we weren't making the play. And there's a different energy. I mean, yeah, like, I mean, we'll take a 70-yard pass interference, but if we make the play, then, I mean, the crowd goes crazy. Pass interference, we all walk down there and we move forward. So. That's what we just want to do as a receiving corps is make the play no matter what. I mean, we'll take the free yards of the pass interference, but we want to make the play.
How good was Aaron in that first half?
He was himself. I mean, that's what he does. He was executing. I think we stayed balanced as an offense. Moved around in the pocket a little bit and hit, I think, Randall to get us going on the first drive and made some very good checks at the line to put us in good situations to make some plays.
What created the rhythm that you guys got into?
Just making plays, staying ahead of the chains. Said it multiple times. If we get our first down of a drive, we're pretty successful the rest of the way. So that's the key. But as a whole, I think the run game as well, the pass game, we were getting the completions and moving the chains, and we didn't have any setbacks, you know, so that makes a huge difference.
Are you ready for a break, or you just wish this thing could keep going right now after getting 3 weeks back in here?
You would prefer it to be a little longer before we got our bye week, but it just seems like every other year we have an early bye. So you deal with it, it all works out. We got some guys banged up, so I think we'll take advantage of the bye and get some guys hopefully healthy in 2 weeks and, you know, and have a few more home games. And this is an opportunity for us to get on a roll, get healthy, and start moving in the right direction.
Jordan, do you need this game for yourself, peace of mind, and then so we'd stop asking if you're back?
That's up to you guys if you ever stop asking that. I mean, I think a lot of people in the outside world look at numbers. Like I said, I know the way I feel out on the field, the way I play, the way I'm running routes, and that's what's going to determine for me. It doesn't matter if I have 100 yards and 2 touchdowns or 30 yards and a touchdown or whatever it is or nothing. It's the way your body feels out on the field. The production is going to come if you get those opportunities. And I got a few of them today and made the most of them. So, that's just what makes the difference.
Jordy, can the fans expect this emotion going forward?
As long as it doesn't wear me out, I'll be good. So, we'll see. We just have fun with it. You know, we try to get the crowd into it as much as possible. And I think we could use a little bit more of that when our defense is on the field, some crowd noise. But, you know, it's great to be home and playing with those guys, playing with in front of our fans. And I just love being done at 3:30 in the afternoon, and I'll be home by 4 o'clock.
What is the difference about being home now?
I can be home by 4 o'clock. P.M. and not A.M.
Is this a good promo from Jordy's Farm Fresh Flakes?
Absolutely. You should eat them for breakfast and perform like that. No, I'm kidding.
Jordy, T.J. Looked at Aaron, he said, after one of the touchdown passes, Aaron said to him, "I'm back." You know, were there any moments like that with you, and how important was that for him getting that confidence back after a long
for
time?
Him?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a question for him, how he feels. I mean, that, we're never going to waver on what Aaron can do. We see it every week. We see it in practice. We see it in games. We see it in meetings, the way he goes about his job. So, you know, that's all for him to answer. But it's just fun as we're all out there making plays. That's the joy of it. And we feed, like I said, we feed off of it, and you can get the ball rolling a little bit.